Last year, well, in 2018, in fact, we went out and we asked people their views on Lower Thames Crossing. We've taken that into account now and we've come back with our revised plans for Lower Thames Crossing. And we want to come back now and test that with local people, MPs, local government, and businesses that who feel that are impacted or can benefit from this scheme. So this is again another opportunity for people to have their say on Lower Thames Crossing and help us develop our plans ahead of submitting our planning application, which we hope to do later this year. So in Kent, largely the feedback was around improving local connectivity, which we have looked and changed on the A2, especially around the Gravesend link to the A2. It was around the impact on communities and how we can reduce that. And we've worked hard by extending the tunnel south by approximately 350 metres, giving a greater provision of green bridges. Some of these bridges will be in excess of 80 metres and provide segregated corridors for footpaths, for cycleways, and for habitat corridors for wildlife. We've also provided recreational areas and environmental mitigation areas, such as the Chalk Park, which we are proposing just to the west of our southern portal. And we've also matured our plans around how we're going to construct Lower Thames Crossing. This is a really important phase of the project, and we want to be very clear on how we're going to manage traffic and the impact on communities during this phase. So we will be talking in more detail about the temporary and permanent land take we require for this, and how that will be managed, along with the utility diversions that will be needed as part of our scheme. So the changes I believe are a real enhancement to the last proposal, and this has really been helped by the public opinion that we've got back. The environmental impact we believe is better managed. The connectivity and congestion relief in the local area has certainly improved, and the landscape impact and the views that you'll have of Lower Thames Crossings are certainly better thought through and will certainly have less impact in the local community. We're really striving to really address all the points made at consultation and make this the best scheme possible. There is absolutely possibility for more changes. We won't finish consulting until we're happy that we've got the right balance of scheme that addresses the environmental, the community, the safety, the economic, and the congestion impacts that this scheme is aiming to deliver. However, if this consultation concludes and we believe we now have a scheme that is suitable to go for planning, we would like to try and submit later this year, and that keeps us on track for a road opening date in 2027. With any huge project, there comes a level of complexity and uncertainty that we're trying to manage. And there is a possibility that the road may not open until 2028, but we're absolutely driven to try and get this road open as soon as possible. And the need is driven really by the fact that the road network in the South East, not just only Dartford Crossing, but the A2 or the A13 and other important corridors are extremely congested and need urgent investment.